It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on how city planning doesn't necessarily accomplish the touted goals. When I was in New Jersey dealing with the wreckage of Hurricane Sandy, I often heard the comment, "Man plans and God laughs." I was reminded of this philosophical statement while reading a New York Times editorial entitled, "King of My Castle? Yeah, right." The author bemoans his experience as a landlord in San Francisco. I will share his insights with you, and at the end of the show, advise you how to keep God from laughing at our local rezoning efforts. Over 60% of the voters in San Francisco are renters, as compared to roughly 50% in Sausalito. I note this because issues like rent control become very political, and therefore are not necessarily well-reasoned. The obvious goal of rent control is to keep rents affordable for residents. How is this working? Due to the tech industry, primarily, demand for housing is very high in the city. According to the editorial author, apartment open houses are mob scenes of desperate applicants clutching their credit reports. Demand far exceeds supply. Why is this? Well, the editorial writer claims that he is a big part of the reason. Why? Because he recently joined the ranks of landlords who have decided to keep their units empty rather than lease them to tenants. There are nearly 11,000 such empty units in San Francisco, or roughly 5% of the total apartment stock. Why would someone decide not to lease a perfectly rentable unit? According to the author, because of San Francisco's anti-landlord housing laws and political climate. He goes on to describe some truly awful experiences he had with berserk tenants who felt they could do anything and still be protected under the city's housing laws. Using a sledgehammer to open a door when you've forgotten your key was only one example. The author then goes on to describe his experience with the eviction process in the city. San Francisco has some of the nation's toughest housing policies, with the ostensible goal of stabilizing rents and preventing eviction abuses. But eviction abuses can go both ways, as the author learned when he tried to rid himself of the sledgehammer wielder. Fortunately for the author, Hammerman eventually left on his own. The real icing on the cake, however, was when the author learned that due to the city's troublesome rental laws, his apartment was worth much more empty than occupied. Hence his incentive to join the 11,000 other landlords who choose to keep their units vacant amidst a tenant frenzy. So to review the bidding, San Francisco has passed the toughest housing laws in the land to stabilize rents and prevent eviction abuse. Result, 11,000 empty units and skyrocketing rents. The citywide median rental price for a one-bedroom unit is $2,800 per month, but jumps to $3,500 in trendy areas. God is truly laughing at the San Francisco City Council and the city planners. How do we keep God from laughing at us? You need to contact your local representatives and tell them forcefully that they need to back off all this proposed planning to meet the upcoming population surge in Southern Marin. All they're going to do is drive prices up, not down, and render housing even more unaffordable. Man is planning for an increasing population and a traffic overload. Since the population of the region has been declining, God may already be chuckling, and when the One Bay Area plan produces more traffic, he will be howling loudly. Not that the big guy is not due a good laugh now and then, but let's not have it be on us. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.